Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, international refugees and how they're being dealt with here in Nevada. On the program, Karina Black. She heads up the Northern Nevada International Center. For the whole show, on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking to Karina Black. She heads up the Northern Nevada International Center. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me the situation with Northern Nevada and the center and refugees.
Got it. So we became a resettlement agency at the end of 2015, 2016, and we have resettled about 60 refugees per year since then. Of course, this was at the end of the Obama administration. Obama had set as a presidential limit 110,000 refugees for the country, which was one of the higher numbers. But traditionally, since 1980, the floor for resettling refugees had always been 50,000. Under this administration, it has fallen as low as 22,000 in these last couple of years. This year, the ceiling was at 30,000, and we may be getting there. We're at about 25,000. Refugees for a country. Here in Northern Nevada, we have resettled about 80 refugees, and there is an incredible push to resettle all of the 30,000 for us, meaning all of the 100 refugees. That is our target. So we are in this crazy situation now where we're expected to resettle another 40 or so refugees by the end of September, but then the administration is talking about actually zeroing out the program, which means no new refugees would come to the United States as a whole, and no new refugees would come to Northern Nevada.
Okay, so is that explained to you from the State Department as to why?
Well, Stephen Miller is the answer to that.
The White House advisor.
Exactly. So I think it's this comprehensive onslaught on all immigrants that the country wants to limit every way in which people, especially people from poor countries, can enter the United States. We haven't had, I mean, other than that, we have had an the only other explanation, I think, would be that the country is trying to help poor people and refugees where they are and not bring them to the United States, which is really very difficult to justify because most refugees are already in poor countries. And when the United States falls back on its global leadership, then all of the other Western countries and all the countries who resettle refugees, they also then scale back their operations. So it's a really bad situation.
So at this point, how do we compare, say, for example, with Germany?
Well, they're kind of apples and oranges. So because people that enter Germany, they are not official refugees through the UNHCR, United Nations High Commissioner Refugee Program. They are basically migrants who cross the border, and Europe has a system where wherever the first processing center is, that's where people who are seeking asylum, though they're more asylum seekers, but that those numbers are still high, much, much higher than here in the United States. I don't know the exact number. But they're also, all of European countries are cracking down. I don't know if you heard yesterday, there was the Italians turned away a boat with 100 African migrants, and they had people that were dying on that boat. And the Italians said, we're no longer taking those people. So I think, in general, this is not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's unfortunately something that's happening everywhere.
And the Libyan government is intercepting refugees now.
Yep.
In much bigger numbers than
exactly.
they were before to stop
exactly.
them moving towards Europe.
And there's horror stories coming out of Libya and how they are housing those people. I mean, if you hear some of those interviews, the people that are housed in those processing centers in Libya are saying we would rather go back. It's kind of the same issue we have on our southern border where, you know, migrants are not supposed to even come into Mexico. They're now being stalled in Guatemala. So it's actually quite a parallel between what's happening in southern Europe and North Africa and what's happening at our southern border.
Is there a historical perspective to this? Is there a time we can look back at and go, well, this was a similar situation, or is this a new phenomenon?
I think this level of anti-immigrant sentiment is new to me anyway in the modern
and it's
history.
Poor immigrant. It's not anti-immigrant as much as it is anti-poor immigrant.
Absolutely. So I think we are in a time where this spread of nationalism and looking inward, even before World War II, it did not exist to this extent, but it's a very scary phenomenon, I think.
All right, so let me ask you about some specifics here. Where are the refugees coming from that are being resettled, for example, in Northern Nevada?
Right. So when we first started, we decided on three linguistic nationalities. So Syria, and that of course was the biggest conflict. Afghanistan and Democratic Republic of the Congo. With the Muslim ban, most Syrian and Afghan refugees ceased coming. So for the last year, we have resettled primarily Democratic Republic of the Congo refugees, who, of course, that conflict distributed people throughout all of Eastern Africa. So those people are people who fled DRC 20 years ago, 25 years ago after the conflict in Rwanda, and they dispersed to countries like Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi, Kenya, Somalia. So they have sort of left many different areas to come then, to be refugees for two decades, and then they have come here.
So as you have observed these folks who are being resettled, what are the positive stories that you can share of what these people have brought to the community in a positive manner?
Yeah. There's so many. Obviously, for us, working with young kids is always a huge pleasure. We have about five kids now who have graduated from Washoe County High Schools and are at TMCC. and they are thriving. I think the biggest positive, I have to look for the positives wherever I can, but the biggest positives are for people who've been here for 2 years or so now. We always knew that starting a resettlement agency was not going to be easy, but now that we're building community within the Syrian refugees, for example, or the Congolese refugees, we can now go to some of the people that have lived here for a year or two and say, hey, we have a family coming. Will you help us cook them a culturally appropriate meal so when they get off that airplane, they get to their new home, they have something that reminds them of home. So we no longer have to ask our volunteers who don't know how to cook Congolese foods, but we can go back to our own refugee community and seek their help. So we have interpreters now that work for us that are part of our original refugee community. And of course, there's just this idea that it takes about 2-3 years to really get used to a new place, especially if you don't have transportation, you don't speak the language, you don't have, you know, any knowledge of what this new community looks like. But what we're seeing is people who are really thriving after a couple of years. So that's really encouraging. It's just hard to make it through those first couple of years. And as with any immigrant, it's hard to start a new life, but they're succeeding.
We've talked about this before on the program, but it bears repeating. That there's concerns that people coming from these countries are going to be, you know, terrorists or potential terrorists. Mm-hmm. But the vetting process is amazing. Would you share that with people so they understand
sure.
that these are not just people, anybody just can't show up and be a part of this?
Right. And the vetting process is getting more stringent all the time. So on average, the vetting process is 2 years. Of course, for most refugees, that's much longer because it takes so long to get through the processing. So there are at least 12 U.S. federal agencies involved in doing all kinds of biometric data processing, interviews, not just with the individuals coming, but with relatives. They have to provide lists of people that know them. They look at their social media. They do a comprehensive check that lasts often years before refugees will actually be resettled to the United States.
Have you had any problems with the refugees that you've helped settle since you started this program?
Never, never.
All right, let's take a break. More with Karina Black when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karina Black. She runs the Northern Nevada International Center. It seems that in certain areas with the movement of migrants and refugees, that there's chaos within this administration. Would that be a correct understanding?
I think creating chaos is one of the ultimate purposes of this administration.
Why?
To show inefficiency in the system.
So how does that manifest?
Yeah, so give you an example. For the last 3 years that we have resettled refugees, we would get notification that this family is coming. We would be able to get ready for a family and set up an apartment, get a volunteer group together, set up all of the appointments in advance. Now what's happening is that we'll get notification that somebody is coming, sometimes very short notice. And the refugees get here, as two guys came last week, and they said, oh, we're in Reno, Nevada. We're not supposed to be here. We're supposed to be in Virginia, where we have relatives. So before, there was more of a check and balance system, where if somebody said we're supposed to be someplace else, that was all managed on a higher level and before the clients ever came to us. Now we've had 4 cases in the last just few weeks where people come here, they're very upset because they're in the wrong city. Of course, they didn't know when they got here that they're in the wrong city. And then our job is to manage moving them back to that location, meaning our case managers, our volunteers have gotten ready for families, and they are doing all the work in advance. And now we not only lose that family and that ability to help that family, but we lose all administrative funding to help that family. So basically, we've done tons and tons of hours of work, and we have to give the federal government the money back for those refugees. So it's a very inefficient and ineffective system, and I think that the administration is trying to show that this community of resettlement organizations is actually very ineffective, which of course is not true. They have been doing this for 35 years. It's a very intricate and a very stringent system that has lots of checks and balances on it. But under this administration, those are going away, and it then has the result of being a very chaotic system. And when our volunteers look at us, they don't understand all of those different rules and guidelines that we have to abide by, and they get frustrated with us. So sort of is an entire coming onslaught to our agency that makes it very, very difficult to function.
Is there anywhere in the country, in the United States, that this program is working efficiently at this point in time?
No. At the beginning of 2017, there were 350 resettlement agencies. Today, there's fewer than 200. So all of us are working on a very difficult and very similar situations where we're being told 1 month, all of your programs, for example, for refugee youth, we have small grants to help 18 to 24-year-olds. That program will go away. We'll get an email on Friday. That program will go away starting Monday. So make sure you don't have your staff working on those kinds of things.
Really? That's
short of a deadline. Then we're being told the following week, well, we are going to reallocate money from another program so that you can start your projects back up again. It's that kind of creating confusion and chaos that makes our job so difficult.
So who speaks for the refugees in this country beyond your agency and other agencies like it? Are there supporters out there who are saying, we think this is wrong, we think that we should be doing more?
Yeah. There's a national agency called Refugee Council USA, and the 9 resettlement agencies that do resettlement on a national basis, they are part of a council and a sort of a advocacy group. So they provide us with information so that we can funnel that information to our senators and congressmen, and we do that on a regular basis. So with our two senators, we are in constant contact to make sure that they understand the different types of ways in which the current administration is trying to dismantle refugee resettlement.
And what is the response from Senators Cortez Masto and Rosen?
They are very, very supportive. In fact, Senator Rosen was in our office last week talking about immigration. She was at the border, I think, twice within the last couple of months. I think for both, we're very lucky to have two senators that are advocating and pushing on our behalf.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Karina Black after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karina Black. She runs the Northern Nevada International Center. You know, as an immigrant to this country, and yourself as an immigrant to this country, you know, we both understand, perhaps more than anybody, the value of bringing people from around the world to the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody on the planet wants to come to the United States, and they can't all come.
Right.
But we know that the people that do come, for the majority, end up being the hardest working and bringing the most to the communities that they live in. And so it's sad on that level that we don't have more of that, because, you know, we need that kind of energy.
Right, right. Well, I think there's so much data out there that shows that immigration is an absolute necessity. I have friends in my Rotary Club that have landscaping businesses, and they are saying, we have no labor. We don't have enough people. We get calls at the International Center from employers every week saying that we need more people, and we're hearing from our partners in other cities and states that refugees are good workers. Refugees and immigrants contribute tremendously to all communities in the United States, not just in agriculture or in, you know, construction and all of those things, but in all levels, because many of the people that were resettling, actually, especially, for example, for Afghan refugees who worked for the U.S. government, those numbers have been reduced drastically. Those are people who are working at Panasonic, at Tesla, because they have a lot of skills. So in an economy like this one, and in an environment where immigrants have always been able to foster positive relationships, if you look at Silicon Valley and the number of large tech companies that were created by immigrants, it's over 50%. So, I don't understand this anti-immigrant sentiment, because it's almost seems like the conversation that we should be having is, how can we get more labor to the United States?
Well, and you bring up an interesting point, and not just from an employer perspective, but also if you look at Social Security and Medicare mm-hmm. and the VA, you need a certain amount of working people yeah. to support every person who's on Medicare or these other programs. And because our population is decreasing from the natural born population of the United States, we need to have immigration to be able to fund those other programs, otherwise they will go broke.
Absolutely.
Because that population won't be there. What's your optimism? Because I know you're an optimistic person. In the last 30 seconds, what do you feel optimistic?
I think the American people understand who we are at the core, that we are a nation of immigrants, and you're right, I cannot be but looking to the future with this ability to know that we will continue. We have always been able to manage through difficult and challenging times, and we'll come out at the other end in a positive way. I don't know how yet, but we will.
And I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And anytime we can do more to help you, we're always willing.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.